This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Even for a person given to hyperbole, President Trump's statements about the new NAFTA deal he signed with the leaders of Canada and Mexico this morning were pretty, well, they were grand. One of the most important and largest trade agreements in U.S. and world history, he called it. So, with the caveat that the U.S. Congress and the Canadian and Mexican legislatures do still have to sign off on the thing, and notwithstanding all the sound and fury about it, what's going to change? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
There's nothing earth-shakingly different about the new NAFTA.
The agreement is much like the old agreement.
Jeff Schott is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. There are a lot of small changes that some U.S. industries will welcome. For example, Canada and the U.S. had been fighting over where tech companies could store data from Canadian citizens.
Canada will no longer be able to say to tech companies, you have to keep your data of Canadian consumers in Canada.
Mark Warner is a Canadian trade lawyer. Pharmaceutical companies in Canada and Mexico will have to wait a little longer, 10 years up from 8, to start making generic versions of U.S. drugs. The most notable change covers automobiles. Under the new NAFTA, more auto parts have to be sourced in North America, and 40 to 45% of vehicles have to be assembled by workers earning $16 an hour or more.
And that's clearly a rule that's carved at Mexico and either driving up the wages there or keeping more production from actually shifting south of the border.
Jonathan Smoke is chief economist at Cox Automotive. He says that'll keep jobs in the U.S.
It's a preserving of the status quo fundamentally.
What it might also do is raise prices for people buying cars in North America. This is all, of course, if the new NAFTA gets ratified by the legislatures in Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. Dan Eikenson is with the Cato Institute.
Its prospects going forward are very unclear. The politics of trade continues to be very divisive.
Divisive and unpredictable. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.